Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Everyone knows MacGyver. He's the guy who gets out of sticky situations by cobbling stuff together. Here he is in the reboot, maybe four floors up, with a sudden need to jump from a window. Solution? Use a fire extinguisher and body bag to create an impromptu cushion. Could that really work? First, a disclosure. I'm the technical consultant for MacGyver, which means I check if MacGyver's hacks are legit. I don't say whether someone should try it, and I definitely recommend against this body bag jump. I only make sure it isn't impossible. Jumping out a window. Jumping from a four-story window, say 40 feet or 12 meters, wouldn't kill you, though the landing probably would. Anyway, let's start with the free fall. When MacGyver leaves the window, a gravitational force pulls him down. I'll ignore air resistance for now. At a constant acceleration of 9.8 meters per second squared. How fast would he be moving just before hitting the ground? Since I know how far MacGyver falls, but not how fast he falls, it's best to use the following kinematic equation. It's not a difficult equation to derive, but you probably want me to handle it. Vf squared equals Vi squared plus 2a, Yf minus Yi. A change in height of 12 meters and a starting velocity of 0 meters per second yields a final speed, right before crashing, of 15.3 meters per second. Or 34 miles per hour. That might not seem very fast, but imagine running twice as fast as the fastest you can run and crashing into a wall. That wouldn't feel too good. Crashing into the ground. When you hit the ground, you stop. Immediately. Going from some velocity greater than zero to a velocity of zero means there is an acceleration. You might think, that sounds like deceleration to me, but in physics, acceleration refers to any change in velocity. It is this acceleration that you must be wary of. High acceleration can kill you. Just check out this G-force tolerance data of the maximum acceleration for different time intervals. For very short periods, humans can withstand an acceleration of up to 30 Gs, but you don't really want to. An acceleration of maybe 15 Gs would be better. Oh, 1G equals 9.8 meters per second squared. A human can easily go from very high velocities to stopping without injury. Just think about a car stopping after getting off the interstate. It all comes down to how fast the change in velocity occurs. For instance, stopping a car is a much greater change in velocity than jumping from a building. But stopping a car might take several seconds. Stopping a fall by hitting the ground takes a fraction of a second. That small time interval produces huge acceleration. One way to think about the acceleration is not with time, but distance. If you fall to the ground, both the ground and your body compress. Not much, and your body much more than the ground. This makes the stopping time very short. If you jump into a giant airbag, the airbag will compress over a larger distance, producing a much longer stopping time and a smaller acceleration. If I want to calculate this acceleration based on stopping distance, I could use the same formula that I used above to calculate the velocity of jumping from the window. How to jump out of a building. So, back to MacGyver. He needs to jump from a window. Now, he could land on his feet and use his legs to increase the stopping distance. That's what the Winter Soldier does after jumping from a bridge in Captain America: Civil War. But MacGyver isn't pumped up on serum like the Winter Soldier. He'll need another way of increasing the stopping distance. He grabs a body bag. Of course, an empty body bag doesn't provide much cushion. To fix this, he fires a fire extinguisher into the bag, filling it. Foam would work, but an ordinary carbon dioxide fire extinguisher is fine. The key is to fill the bag enough to make it expand, but not so much that it can't collapse a bit on impact. You don't want a super stiff body bag. That's no better than hitting the ground. As you can see, MacGyver waits until just before landing to fill the bag. Why not fill it when he leaps? Well, that added time might allow the gas or foam to leak out. Waiting until just before impact ensures the bag remains inflated. Also, it looks way cooler. The bag compresses upon impact, decreasing the stopping acceleration. It also provides an evenly distributed stopping force, so no part of MacGyver's body experiences a force great enough to injure him. Physics says this would work. The inflated body bag provides a short stopping distance of just 10 to 20 centimeters, but that's enough. As a real-life example, take a look at Professor Splash. He jumps from 35 feet into a pool just 12 inches deep. He even survives. This is pretty close to the parameters for MacGyver. This jump seems at least plausible, if not advisable. You might survive. You would not feel great afterward. Hosted by Rhett Alain.